Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Wednesday, the 17th of February, 2021. This is take two. Did a show yesterday, put it out there, but the quality was terrible. So we're gonna record another one because our opinions are just so valuable that we couldn't let you leave without hearing them. What do you reckon on that? I've got my best mate Dougs here. How are you doing, Si?
Good, Steve. Good. Yeah, I didn't like it didn't work yesterday, did it, the show, so we need to redo it. It wasn't good.
Exactly, and there's so much going on and so much to say that I think we probably left a lot out. First of all, love all the other podcasts. I listen to, or try and listen to them all, and there's new ones coming on all the time. Obviously, the stables, you've got brilliant Fighting Cock with the hardest quiz, and they only changed the hardest quiz after I went on there, before I went on there, because I'd already beaten T, of course, back in the day. And another lad beat T as well. So really, we should go against each other. Flav, I'll leave that one with you, my friend. And then you've got the VAR side with the brilliant Simon Worrell. Wazza, I think his mates call him, and a few other good lads on there. What else? Do you listen to any others? Spurs show?
Well, I didn't, did I? But funnily enough, lately I keep watching Arsenal TV when Arsenal play, and it's
oh,
fantastic.
Well, that's brilliant. It's Echoes of Glory, of course, ASD and Stato. I'm just going to run through these because I like doing this because it makes the other podcasters, Spurs podcasters, feel bad about themselves. Same Old Spurs, that's a new one. It's brilliant. It's like whenever you think a new one comes out, you think, oh, Same Old Spurs podcast. They maybe should have called it. There you go. Should have changed the name. That's brilliant as well. And then you've got Echoes of Glory, as I say, Far Side. Come On You Spurs, View from the Lanes, all right, bit know-it-all. Last One on Spurs, obviously, is fantastic. The guests on there are brilliant, Crackers and Ricky and the boys. Shame Jason's not on there. Cheese Room, have you heard that one?
No.
Quite funny. Yeah, it's good. They're very dry sense of humour, those boys. Oh, What a Night, there's another one. Look, oh, it's just so many that I listen to. And of course, I listen to all the Arsenal ones as well, so that you don't have to. Right, Spurs then. Shall we start? You start, right? And I'm going to find, because yesterday people tweeted me questions. We went through them. Aaron Camp. Or Aaron Camp, do you think that by getting rid of Jose, that suddenly whoever comes in will do any better, especially as it seems obvious we need to get rid of certain players and bring in new blood? And of course, the tone of it is nice, because I'll ask that on the pod, and he said, cheers, guys, looking forward to listening to it when it's out. So he's obviously a nice guy. But when I initially read the question, it said, I read it as this: do you really think that by getting rid of Jose, that someone whoever comes in would do better? Hey, come on.
Well, I've told you a few times now, I don't think they will get rid of Jose. That's my first point. I think they've invested too much time, and he's been waiting for Jose for 10 years. So I can't see him walking away after 2 months of bad results. I think they'll stick with him.
But hang on a minute. Can I just interject there very quickly? Because yesterday you were banging on about Nagelsmann, and you said how brilliant he is and how fantastic Leipzig are.
Yeah.
And you said they definitely beat Liverpool because they're so fantastic. That was on yesterday's podcast that I had to delete. So you're wrong there, weren't you, mate?
I was very much wrong. But I'm trying to answer the question here. I think there are great managers out there, but I can't see him getting rid of him. I can't. you know, look, I'm a football fan. I couldn't care less about the finances. I'm not interested in the money and people, you know, some people, oh, we've paid this for that and we're going to get this for that. I couldn't care less about the money. I just want to watch great football.
But that's a bit disingenuous. And I'm not going to let you get away with that because people say that. And it's although the money's not coming out of your pocket, you do have to consider the money.
Yes.
In terms of what reality will happen.
Yes.
So without, when you say I don't care about money, I'm just going, no. I know you want to come in here, but I'm just going to put it out there for everybody else that always says it's not my money, I don't care about it. Yes, we know that, but that's a consideration when it comes to buying, selling players, and also when sacking managers and getting other managers. It's the money situation is something you have to consider. Go on, Doogie.
Agreed. But I'm not an accountant, and I, you know, I don't look at that. I look at my team playing great football with energy, with passion, with desire, and that's what I want, you know. But you know, Mourinho won't get sacked. Saying that we lose to West Ham and they sack him, I'll look stupid. But I can't see. I think he's wanted in for a while. So in terms of that question, no, I think he'll stick around. If you do bring a new manager in, yeah, of course you do. You always get that little bit of bounce back, don't you, for the first three or four games. Everyone's upbeat and everyone's great, and it's a new manager, new techniques and new style. But ultimately, it's the same old players that are letting us down. So I don't think it will change massively.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we've answered the question there about who would come in. There's no obvious one. And as I said to you, like, if the situation was that Robbie Keane and Woodgate had been at Middlesbrough for the last two or three years and they were doing great, 10 points clear in the Championship, you'd go, I'll tell you what, it's glaring. Or if Hoddle was back in management and he was doing wonders with a lower team, West Brom or whatever, and got them up to seventh in the league, or people are saying about Brendan Rodgers, no connection with Spurs there at all. Why he wouldn't leave Leicester at the moment, although he might leave them in the summer if he gets an offer, because you know there's Leicester, they might blow up again, they probably will, you know, then David Moyes is mentioned because West Ham have had a couple of good results. And if they beat us on Sunday, I'm sure that the Twitterverse will explode with we need a David Moyes. Whereas 6 months ago, obviously, West Ham fans are saying they can't stand the bloke. So there's no glaring manager that you go, well, he's the one. Of course he is. They talk about the guy from Leipzig because they knocked us out of the Champions League last year. Talk about Brendan Rodgers because Leicester are doing quite well at the moment. But there isn't anybody. And, you know, you keep going back to the fact that Jose, look, he is the best manager of our generation. And in terms of managing this team, he's only been there for 18 months. And I'm not someone that makes snap decisions. Can he change? I mean, changed it up against Everton, didn't he? I suppose he changed it back against Man City. And I was thinking, well, why don't you do it the other way round? The Everton game is a cup game. Mm. Stick to your defensive, boring football. Win the game 1-0. You know, we're 1-0 up. Stick everybody behind the ball. Say, come on then, Everton, try it on. But we didn't. We played expansive. We tried to play great football. We lost the game 5-4. Whereas what we should have done, hindsight, blah, 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 is gone 1-0 up. Right, everyone sit back, play the Jose way and see if we can get away with this. Hit them on the break. And then against Man City, go and lose 5-4. Because you can hold your head high if we do that. You know, just these little things that we're looking at as we go through the season. But you can't sack him. It's a bit like saying, let's get rid of Levy. Or we want Levy to go. Well, who's the alternative? One of my friends, I've met him a couple of times on Twitter. He's a nightmare, but he's a nice guy, has Spur. He's the classic. Because I said, who you got in mind? Anyone, literally anyone off the street. You know, that's no argument. You can't, how'd you argue with that? Tony down the road then, my brother. You know, he wouldn't be a very good chairman. So you know, it's not anyone, is it? And the only name he's ever come up with is Mike Ashley. Spurs fan, brilliant. He might put a little bit more effort into Spurs, possibly, because he, you know, that's where his heart is, I suppose. But speak to everyone in Newcastle, and I mean, they can't stand the bloke.
No.
So,
I think Steve, it's a little bit of everything. You know, some fans will be very anti Daniel Levy. Some fans will be very anti-Jose, and some fans will be very anti the squad's not performing to the right level. So there's a little bit of everything in there. And I've said to you many a time, you know, you look at Pochettino's last, you know, two wins out of 14 or whatever it was.
That's what I say all the time.
Right, I'll change it. I think it's something new for you. You know, 10 points out of the last 14 games and Jose's on a similar run. So actually, but the squad hasn't changed. So what it tells you is it's not necessarily the manager. You know, you look at the depth in that squad, there's just some players in there that just aren't good enough, or they've got past their peak. And I think we're starting to see that hit home a little bit. You know, I don't think we're good enough. Team-wise, I don't think we're good enough. I think we lack two or three, you know, fantastic players, which is what we need. But we don't want to talk about that, but we can go into that, you know, another time we will. But I think Jose won't go. And I said to you yesterday, I said, you look at Jose now, and he's not the Jose that I think Daniel Levy wanted. You know, he's not that arrogant, cocky, come on, boys, you're with me. He's the guy that keeps standing at the front of the line waiting for the opposition manager, and he's the high-fiving them all and smiling. And, you know, he's waiting for them rather than them all coming over to see him because he's the great Jose. You know, and the same with the players. I said to you again, Man City. He was tapping them all on their back when they're walking off, and I don't know, I just don't like... I'm not saying he's given up, but there is definitely part of me that thinks, he looks at it and thinks, well, this is probably the best I've got. I'm just going to, you know, make everyone feel good and you know, put out the team that the fans want to see. I'm not buying into that, because I think Dele Alli didn't play for a while because he was going to leave. And I think Gareth Bale is a very sensitive player. We know that from, you know, if he gets a tiny knock, he doesn't play. You know, he needs a constant arm around him. And I don't know if Jose's the man to do that. And all these ex-pros come and say, oh, Gareth needs this, he needs that. Why isn't he playing more? Well, Jose must see him. He must think, well, I'm not playing you because you're not giving me everything on the training ground. But now he seems to bring them both back in. And he just seems a little bit different. And I've said this to you and on the podcast many times. That's not the Jose I wanted. I wanted the Jose at Chelsea, didn't you? I wanted the one who was, you know, top of the league.
Winding up on the managers.
Which he did at the beginning. He did, when we were top of the league or near top, and we went to play Liverpool away, he got into Jurgen Klopp a little bit. Yeah. And then it all stopped. It's all but stopped now, isn't it?
It's weird.
All,
you know,
he's changing.
But you look, I know we talked about this, and it's... City were on a brilliant streak, and you go, you know, I'm a law of averages man, and you go, right, they've got to drop points at some point. However, saying that, they've drawn five games and lost two this season, you know, Liverpool, I think, just about won every single game last year, didn't they? Bar about three or something ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've already had their blip, if you like, and now City are just steamrolling everybody, and I hope that continues, because they've got Everton tonight.
Yeah.
They're on the way up. They're going to build a new stadium. They're doing fantastically well, and I tried to point out that this was us 5 years ago. We're playing in the old stadium. We were on the way up. We're doing really, really well. New stadium on the way, and the very next time you turn on the radio, you got Adrian Durham calling us bottlers because we didn't win the league that year. And then we go to Wembley and we're playing there, and we're bottlers again because we didn't win a couple of semi-finals against Chelsea and Man United. All the while, we've got a stadium being built. We're not buying new players. All the while, we've got a stadium being built. We're trying to compare ourselves to all these different Liverpool because they bought Van Dijk. And I just said, look, here's the comparison now. You can now compare Everton to us. Yeah. Now, are Everton over the next 5 years going to get top four, finishing above their, you know, rivals Liverpool? Are they going to get to semi-finals? Are they going to get to the Champions League final? What do you reckon? Yes or no, Dukes?
No. No.
I reckon no as well. No, and the thing is, in 5 years' time, when their brand new stadium's been built okay? If in 5 years' time their brand new stadium's been built, they've played in their brand new stadium, and they've got to a Champions League final, and they've played, all right, forget Champions League final, top four for 5 years running, or cut the semi-finals. But my guess is that Everton will probably do what they're doing. They'll probably be eighth, ninth, maybe a couple of fourths, maybe one semi-final or, you know, whatever. But they certainly won't be anything like we've been in the last 5 years. And I guarantee you, when they don't buy top players, you know, their chairman and probably their fans will go, well, we can't because we're building a new stadium. But we for some, because Levy said the line, and here you go, all you guys that want me to bash Levy. This is Levy's biggest thing for me, was when he told everybody that transfers won't be affected. Of course they'll be affected.
Yeah.
It, you know, why did he say that? Because he wanted season ticket money. Because he didn't want other clubs knowing that we needed money for players. So he lied, right? And we're all like, you blimmin' liar. You said that it wouldn't affect transfers. So I'm not... So in a way, he's right to lie, because would people have renewed their season ticket? Would he have money for the stadium bill? Maybe not. But he's lied to us about that, because we didn't have money for transfers, which if you actually think about it, well, you wouldn't have money for transfers because the stadium cost £1 billion.
Yeah. When you talk about the likes of Everton and maybe West Ham and all these teams that are in and around there, Aston Villa, what we've got that's always got us into the Champions League is Kane and Son. We've got Kane and Son, and Kane and Son would walk into any team in the world. They'd walk into Madrid, they'd walk into Barcelona, Liverpool, Man City, wouldn't they? We know that. So we've got those two that will always give us that. But what I find really surprising is, and I'm amazed no one's looked at this, at no point in the last 5 or 6 years have we gone out and bought a brilliant centre-back. Like Man City, every 2 or 3 years he buys the best centre-back he can. He bought Stones at his peak, who's now coming back. He bought Laporte, and now he's bought Ruben Diaz. So he never buys strikers and forwards, does he? Pep, always, because he knows he's got the firepower. He always invests in the best centre-back. We've never done that. Why have we never looked at, look, we've got Son and Kane on these long-term deals. They love playing at Spurs. At the moment, they don't want to leave. Why have we never gone out and go, let's get a great centre-back? Because that's...
We did go out and get a great centre-back.
Who?
Right, well, I'll tell you who the great centre-back is, okay? But I'll preempt it, because people will go, right? We got... So, first of all, we had two great centre-backs.
Okay.
Right, Vertonghen and Alderweireld.
Yes,
okay?
So what
happened was, we said, right, we've got Toby Alderweireld and we've got Jan Vertonghen, and they are brilliant. We need someone as backup. Yes. So what we did was we went to Ajax, and we got, at that time, the current best... Ajax defender, and we know that Ajax produce brilliant players, and we went and got him. And for the first, how long has he been with us? And I'm not going to say his name yet. 4 years, 5 years. For the first 2 or 3 years, absolutely magnificent when he came in.
Yeah.
And all right, I've gone over the top with the word magnificent, but okay.
He was capable of being a great defender.
Who got us into the top four, got us into semi-finals, back up to Alderweireld and Vertonghen. Whenever he came in, I can't remember clanging, I can't remember him losing his feet, I can't remember him, you know, making major mistakes. You know, a backup defender, yes, but he always came in and did a good job. Last, say, 2 years, lost all his confidence, and in the last... this season, Sanchez has been absolutely awful. But to say we haven't gone and bought a defender would be wrong, because we did. And for 2 or 3 years, he was great.
We're talking world-class defenders. Right. Let's say,
so right now then, who's a world-class defender who we should go and buy in the summer?
Well, the guy that's just gone from Leipzig to Bayern Munich.
The guy who played last night and lost 2-0 to Liverpool.
You can't judge it. Let's not judge it on one game. But just quickly on
Sanchez. All right, hang on a minute.
Because
you've mentioned a name there. You've mentioned a name. Let's talk about that. So the guy that, was he French?
Lou McCart. Oh, I don't know his full name. I'll get you.
Pacio or something.
Yes.
The guy from Leipzig, right?
Yeah.
So the guy from Leipzig who plays in Germany, Okay. We should have gone and got him. No, he shouldn't be going to Bayern Munich, the current Champions League winners, the holders of seven trophies at the moment. The only trophy they haven't got to be out. Hang on. Let me do my joke. The only trophy they haven't got is the Audi Cup, because we won it off them at their stadium. Anyway, back to that. So we should have got him, the guy that's just gone to the Champions of Europe, Champions of the World. Why haven't we got him?
No.
Well, maybe because he's gone to the Champions of the World team. We're not talking about someone brilliant defender who's gone to West Ham, are we?
Okay,
let's be realistic.
Yeah, we are being realistic. But just getting back on Sanchez, like, Man United played Ajax in the Cup final, Europa Cup final. And what did Jose say about Sanchez? What did he say about him? He said, we're going to target Sanchez because he's not very good on his left foot or his right foot. And they completely went after him. And that's why, you know, he absolutely destroyed him then. So you must look at him now and think, God. But anyway, all I'm saying is we've always known.
That comment then is wrong, because he came to Spurs and for 2 years he was fine.
No, but since Jose's come in, he just doesn't do it, and
Hang on a minute. Let's analyse that then. So he plays really well, Sanchez, for two years. Massive. Jose Mourinho comes in, right, and says to him, "Hello, Sanchez. Hang on a minute. Aren't you the defender that when we played you in the Europa League final, I told my players, my Man United players, to target you because you can't play, you're a rubbish defender." Oh, right, yeah, you are that guy. Anyway, you're in against Man City at the weekend. Good luck.
We've solved
the problem.
Right, I'm not disagreeing, but what I'm saying is
You can't disagree with that.
No, but he's not. All I'm saying is, you know, If and I know we can't go back in time, but if you said to us 5 years ago, "I can guarantee Kane and Son will stay for the next 5 years," you'd have said, "Brilliant, let's just invest in defence. Like, let's just build a defence." And we haven't. And we haven't done that. You know,
Come on then. Give us another name. I'll tell you a name where I would have given you in the summer. Okay. Oh. I would have said, "Let's get that guy from Wolves, Doherty." I'll tell you for why. He's always in my fantasy team. Yeah. He gets loads of points. He scores goals. He's tough and horrible. He's Irish, so he'll have a good mentality and a good knowledge of the league.
Yeah,
you know, he's not like someone that will be difficult to manage. Yeah. He's come in and been absolutely awful.
Okay,
right?
Do you know why that is?
Tell me.
Because he played for a whole season in a Wolves system where he plays right wing back. Okay, he's not a right back, he's an attacking right wing back. We all know that in a five. He's only played him there twice.
But
right back.
But the discussion we're having is what defenders, name names. And I'm telling you that when we bought the best centre back at Ajax, I was happy. Yeah. When we bought that right back, I was happy. Who's the other defenders we bought? Because we're talking about we haven't bought a decent defender. Aurier, that was strange. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
why are we getting a guy that's got a bad track record in terms of things he said? And quite frankly, I mean, he's played half a dozen decent games, but he's a liability. And we're all now talking about him being brilliant, our best right back. I mean, that's awful.
You look at Leicester, Steve. Soyuncu, the guy who's at back, who's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Johnny Evans, he's a bit older, but again, he's been great for 2 years for Leicester. He's been absolutely great. Ricardo, the right back at Leicester, brilliant. James Justin, they got from Luton, brilliant. Just done his ACL, so he's out. You know, all these players, that Castanet at right back, who they got, who was from Inter Milan, I think, was going to come to Spurs, but he went there. Yeah. I just, look, all I'm saying is, I think we've...
But they've got lucky on all those guys, haven't they?
No, you don't get lucky on all of them. You don't get lucky. And then they've got the young French one that's been playing for the last few games. It looks absolutely brilliant. They're raving.
Well, why didn't Lloris say to Levy, "Listen, there's this young fullback in France.
No,
he's
centre,
terrific. You're getting...
He's the centre-back and they've raved
back. Go and get him. I'll tell you a big one. Why isn't Lloris saying to Levy and Jose, the lad at Fulham... is a brilliant goalkeeper. Because all I keep hearing is this, he's brilliant. Sorry, I've used the Twitter, all I'm hearing, you shouldn't really say that. But he's brilliant, isn't he? Is he the under 21 or is he the backup to Lloris or whatever? Why have we got Joe Hart, who again is a liability? Yeah. He's coming to Spurs, being all like, I'm the man, I'm brilliant. He's made a load of mistakes. He looks shaky. We've got rid of Gazzaniga, who was, I think, in my opinion...
Well, Louis says to me, Gazzaniga was a fantastic... Louis raves about Gazzaniga.
A perfect backup. Good lad.
Absolutely brilliant.
Great looking. But great, brilliant backup. We went and got Joe Hart, who's a liability. I've never liked him.
No.
He's turned out to be a liability in several games.
Yeah.
He's going to play in Europa, and I hope he plays brilliant. And, you know, we're Spurs fans, and we always want it all to turn around and for these guys to be brilliant. By the way, I desperately want Sanchez to play a couple of brilliant games as well. But look, in terms of saying we haven't bought any decent defenders, I'm telling you that I was happy with Sanchez when we bought him. I was happy with Doherty when we bought him. I wasn't happy with Oria when we bought him. I was absolutely gutted when Trippier went.
Yeah.
And all the Spurs fans were delighted with that.
That was crazy because he was a great right back. And actually, we've got a very good left back in Reguilón. You know,
I was happy when Walker went because I was shouting at Walker most weeks.
Yeah.
Because he was mistake after mistake. And he's now, by the way, don't forget, he's second choice at Man City.
Yeah. But he'd still be better than our right back.
Well, what I'm saying is they realised that he wasn't that good and they've got...
For three seasons, he was very good for Man City when they win in stuff. He was very good. But yes, but we have gone and got a very good left-back now who I think is fit and hopefully playing tomorrow night. But I think a lot of it does stem from the confidence of Lloris spins on from the confidence of the centre-backs. Like you said the other day, Lloris isn't a bad goalie and actually for the start of the season, he was good. He just looks shot of confidence, doesn't he? He's taking shots in places that he's never used to taking shots.
I'll tell you another thing that I'd have done, right? And you're right. We need to buy centre-backs, okay? I'll tell you another thing I'd have done. I'd have come in to Dyer, who made a decision, didn't he? He said, I've made a decision, boss. I want to play. I don't know if you told Poch or Jose. I want to play centre-back. I'd have said, no chance.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal. You are a 6 foot plus. What's he, 6 foot two, 6 foot three? You can play. I've seen you play. Yeah, he's been dodgy for a couple of years, but for two or three years, when he came into the side, he was really versatile, playing centre-back, playing right-back, but that position in front of the front four, I wouldn't want to play against him. And I'd have said to him, sorry, no, you're not a centre-back for me. You're a CDM, because that position is so sought after to get a good, disciplined central defensive midfielder. And Holbier does it brilliantly and everything. But even he's looked shaky in the last couple of games.
Shall I tell you why Eric Dyer looked good at CDM for a season? For the exact reason what you said 10 minutes ago, because he had the best back four. So he had Toby and Jan. So he looked very good.
Don't take that away from Dyer. Dyer played really well.
And you look at Højbjerg, who for the first part of the season was really good. Now he's got constantly different centre backs behind him that keep changing every week, and now he's lost his rhythm.
All I'm saying is, I'd have said to Dyer, I'd have said, you're a CDM. Work on that position. Work on getting back to how you were, or off you go.
Well, Poch didn't,
because you're not a centre back. You're a big lump.
Did he? Poch didn't want him. He was on the bench for Poch. Poch, he nearly didn't sign a new contract, and Poch, you know, he was going to go. He was going to leave under Poch. So Poch obviously didn't rate him after that, did he?
And there you go. I've just said he's a big lump, and he shouldn't be playing CDM anyway. But
Can I just say something before I completely forget? At what point last night did you watch PSG Barcelona?
I was flicking between the two.
Okay.
And by the way, if anyone from BT Sport or Sky Sports are listening, can you schedule your games a little bit better, please? We're all off work, or some of us are at work, but we can make a 6 o'clock game. Don't worry about that. on TV. No one has to go to a stadium. So can we have a game at 6 and a game at 8, please?
At what point last night did Daniel Levy watch that game and think, oh, thank God I got rid of Poch? Answer me that.
Say that again. What's the question?
At what point did Daniel Levy last night think, oh, thank God I got rid of Poch? I mean, it's just criminal.
Let's play devil's advocate. I'll do the other side of it, right? Yeah. Barcelona are on the way out, okay? They've been awful all season. La Liga's gone downhill. So Poch only got a 1-1 draw when we wanted to go through. We lost at home at Wembley to Barcelona under Poch. Poch never won us any trophies. And all that stuff is true. But you're quite right. While we're watching our team beat West Brom and all the other games in the last month, 2 months have been awful to watch, B, not getting results, and scraping through to League Cup finals by practice, boring everybody to death. You've got Pochettino, who very, very fortunately wins his first trophy, and then you plays 4-1. Quite rightly, people who are Poch in, who didn't want him to be sacked, are going, right, watch that. But then you've got people going, oh no, how can you say that? It was a good choice getting rid of Pochettino. And I'm really happy with Jose. I don't see that at all.
It's a very.
I look at it and go, how can you say that now? At least wait a few weeks and go. You can't say that right now. You can't say no. I'm still happy that we've got Jose and they've got and we got rid of Pochettino. You don't say that after they've been 4-1, surely.
But do you know what? Like, you look at it last night, and I know we're not talking about Spurs, but I think it is important. You look at it last night and you look at the setup was exactly the same. 4-2-1-3, exactly what we used to do. No, 4-2-1-3, yeah, exactly what we used to do. They had a high press, they had energy, they had everything. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, but they had Mbappe. But we've got Kane and Son, so we've got all that. But yeah, they knew what they were doing. You could it was like watching a Spurs side from 5 years ago. It was brilliant. And he was just into it, and he was re-energized, and it was Barcelona weren't as great as they were, but then nor Liverpool when we played them, and nor Chelsea when we played them, but we couldn't beat them. So you can't say that they're a poor team, but they're still Barcelona with great players. But it was just surprising to look at it and think, flipping hell, what did we do?
We'll put it back on the fact that we'd had a year of iffy results, real dodgy results. We hadn't won away. But no, I'm going to caveat that by saying that we hadn't won away for ages. We had plenty of bad results. The Brighton game, the 3-0. And I know for a fact that he had lost his mojo. He was really gutted. He said some weird things. About possibly leaving after the Champions League final, and he was down in the dumps, and he was gutted, and at the time, I said, "Great, off you go, off you pop. You need a break. We'll get Jose Mourinho in, and absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. What an upgrade. We've got rid of the best manager we've had for a few years.
Since." Birkinshaw, surely.
People will say we won trophy under Graham, George Graham.
Under Poch, we were. I'm not saying we were going to win trophies, but we were fighting for trophies. We were fighting for the league. We were always fighting for the Champions League. We got to the Champions League final. And look, we know where it went downhill because he wouldn't give him the players. And Jose's been left with those same players that Poch wanted rid of. 2 years ago, and they're 2 years down the line. So, anyway.
You say didn't give him the players again.
He didn't.
You say that, but what my argument to that would be, what players did he ask for? And if he didn't get them, then why didn't he say, right, okay, well, this job's not for me? I've said it over and over again.
Did, he kind of did a little bit, which is he alluded to it, didn't he, with the, I'm probably going to leave, or am I the head coach or am I the manager? He'd come out with all that, and then he'd come out with, I'm going to leave, and then he'd come out with, well, there's no point in having the best house in the road if you've got no furniture. So he made it quite clear in what he was saying. But I think, anyway, we don't want to talk about Poch. We want to talk about the future. Well, we want to be positive, don't we? But
I think it's
amazing to watch.
There are some people who will say, you know, it papering over the cracks and all that sort of stuff. Look, you know, in that final season, Pochettino did get us to a Champions League final by hook or by crook, whatever. And then also got us top four, don't forget, by hook or by crook, by losing a load of games, by being a load of rubbish. If you're going to say Jose's got us to a cup final, Jose has got this record of the third best defence now, I think it is, in the league, has done this and done that, then, you know, I would say that you... I would say we've been very lucky in a lot of games under Jose. So if you're going to say that, then you can't say the other. So if you're going to say, look, Jose's got us to a cup final, then you have to say, well, Pochettino got us to a cup final by luck as
but
well.
Is it because we don't like the football? Is it because we don't like Jose, or is it because we keep losing? You know, that's the you know what. When we lose games, what's the first thing you think of? I'm annoyed because it's Jose, or annoyed because I don't like the football we're playing.
I'll tell you what the biggest thing. Let's do the biggest thing. The biggest thing is the sitting back when we're 1-0 up against lesser teams. Okay. That's the biggest thing.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. So, and that happened in five games this season, maybe six or seven.
Yeah,
you know, again, we sat back against Stoke and they scored. We sat back against Brentford and they nearly scored. Yeah. So even in games where I think we've got lucky, really, quite frankly, in a couple of those games, that we have got better players. But why aren't we? And then we play against Everton, and you know, two things happen in that game: terrible defending, but also brilliant finishing by Everton.
Yeah.
Because actually, I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed watching that game. That was you could see us scoring again, and the only and we just run out of steam in the end. After they scored their last one, it was like I think we were just knackered and we couldn't do it. But when we were 3-1 down, I was like, I think if we carry on the way we're playing, we'll get more goals. We'll be all right.
And then
it was like, oh, they've scored. Everton have blimmin' well scored again. But we played well in that game. I enjoyed that game. It was, you know,
so obviously I think not, for me, I think it's how we play.
I mean, we step on the pitch against Man City, right? And we've given up, right? And again, I'll give him that, because most teams step on a pitch against Man City. It's these individual games. It's Fulham at home.
Yeah.
It's Brighton away.
Yeah.
It's last season, the Norwich game, when you're playing against the Norwich side who don't even want to be there. They're desperately fighting for their lives. They don't want to win that football match. And we're 1-0 up. And we sit back, and all right, we haven't got Son and Kane, but we're Tottenham Hotspur against Norwich, and they don't want to win the game, and we just let them back in the game, and they get more impotent, and it's those sort of things where you go, wait there, we've got Jose Mourinho.
Chelsea,
and then you've got fans going, oh yeah, but Levy hasn't given him in the players though. And I'm going, yeah, but it's Jose Mourinho. It's not. You know,
Eddie Howe,
who he hasn't given the players to.
It's Jose Mourinho.
Jose looks at it and goes,
"Won more trophies than the only manager in world football."
Jose looks at the game against Man City. Surely, he doesn't look at that game and go, "Right, I'm going to go with Dier and Sanchez." I reckon that'll be all right, because we all go, "No, that's not right." You know, Toby Alderweireld played against Everton. Okay, fine. But where was Rodon? No, I don't know. Why not flip that around? Why not? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But that's what I mean, Steve. That's what I mean. His decisions he makes for certain games. We talked about it for the Wickham game. He played the wrong centre backs for Wickham than he did for the game that, at the weekend. He got wrong.
Yeah, well, here you go. Toby, right? Our best central defender, agreed?
Is he playing this Thursday
in the Austrian game? Or is he playing against West Ham, the game we've got to win?
He'll play on Thursday, absolutely.
He'll play on Thursday. Yeah. We know he can't play twice. So he'll play on Thursday, and then we're against West Ham. We'll have probably Sanchez back in there, and it'll be great. Was he okay? Now, is that Levy's? Is that Levy because he hasn't given him enough players? Maybe, but in my opinion, that's also a little bit, if you allow me, a little bit on Jose to go. Yeah. Actually, Toby will keep you for the West Ham game. You know, Toby and Dyer or whatever. Yeah. And we're going to play with Sanchez. I mean, that Rodon decision. What is that about? No Rodon in the Europa Cup because he's letting the other lads have a go.
That's what I'm saying to you, Steve, right at the very beginning. That's the Jose at Chelsea. He wouldn't have done it at Chelsea. He'd been ruthless. He wouldn't have said, oh, thanks for getting us there. I'll keep you in the squad, but I might not play you. No. I'm going to pick the best available players. And Rodon sits within the top four there. Not going to, you know, take Winks out or take... Whoever takes someone else out. I mean, it was a ridiculous decision, wasn't it? And his reason was even ridiculous. Well, I'm going to let the boys that got us there. Really? So when you're manager of England and you go for the qualifiers, you know, you pick the boys that, you know, they're picking the World Cup squad. You pick it based on the ones who got you there, or they pick it based on the ones who are on form. You pick it the ones who are on form and fit.
Yeah. These little things.
That's what I'm saying. That's not the Jose.
But that's not a little thing, actually. That's a big thing.
Well, of course it is, because it then leads you having to play Toby and then not having to play him against West Ham, which, again, you said yesterday, the ironic thing about the West Ham game is it used to be their cup final. Now it's our cup final.
Yeah.
Now, like, if they lose, doesn't matter. They're still above us. If we lose, it's like, what? How's that happened? How's that gone full circle?
If we lose, that means we've lost to Man City, Liverpool, we've lost to Chelsea,
Brighton,
you know, drawn against Palace, drawn against Wolves, drawn against Fulham, all this year, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's not
madness.
But I think on the flip side of it is we are still in the Europa. We've got a good chance. We are still in we've got the cup final coming up, and he might do a job on that. You never know. It's a one-off game. And like you've said, you know, if they're in the Champions League or they're going for the league, they might not put their best team out. But I don't think Pep ever does rest. He always puts his best team out. And also the other thing is that we are only 4 points off Champions League, and we've got Burnley and Palace at home. So we could give it a few games and we could turn it around. Gary Neville reckons this is the biggest month. This next 4 weeks basically will be in or out for Jose. That's his take on it.
I can't see an alternative apart from Rafa Benitez.
No. Now Rafa Benitez, you know, all these people that you don't really want.
He won't bring him. He can't bring in Eddie Howe. No. He can't say, right, Jose, you're out. Eddie Howe
no,
in.
No.
He can say Rafa Benitez in because he's someone with pedigree. And as fans, I think we'd go. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Not agree with it.
Would
but
we?
You can see
would
it
we
happening.
See it? That's and that's what I think. That's every time if he sits in the board meeting once a week and they say he's out. I bet his argument is, well, who do you want? Yeah. Like, who do you want? Like, you come up with some alternatives, and I'll get rid of the chop. But he's never going to get rid of him until someone comes up with an alternative, and there isn't an alternative. So. You know,
no.
We're stuck with him for that reason.
Look,
as well.
You know, let's be positive. All right, let's finish off with some positive. Jose, look, he's a bright bloke. He's not lost his marbles. No. He's doing a few things that we think are a bit odd.
Yeah.
But in the most recent games, let's have a think about this. Everton.
Well, we could have been three up.
Plays attacking football. Yeah. Man City. Bale played pretty well when he came on.
Yeah.
I don't think Dele Alli's done particularly well in his little cameo appearances.
But Steve, he needs game time.
Of course he does. Of course he does. But when he gets the ball, He's got to play a pass, or he's got to have a shot, or he's got to look interested, or get stuck in with a tackle, or just show a little bit like, right, I'm on now, give the ball to me, I want to do something. You know, show, be almost theatrical towards, think, oh, the camera's on me now. Yeah. I'm going to do, right, oi, give the ball to me. And the commentator goes, oh, look at Dele Alli telling the Spurs boys to give the ball to him. And we all as fans go, yes, that's what we want. Yeah. We don't want him walking around, you know, I don't know. we haven't seen anything. That's what I'm saying.
No.
I just think that if we can be positive, we can say that, yes, all those things are still true. Everybody is having slip-ups, and we have got a chance now. We've played Chelsea had done, Liverpool had done, Man City had done. We've got those games out of the way.
we've got to forget about them. They're done.
You know, you look at those fixtures, though, and you do go, hang on a minute, Burnley have scored a few good goals lately. Arsenal turned the corner, seemingly. West Ham are looking great. We've all got all these blimmin' games coming up.
Yeah.
There is no more difficult game in the cup final than Man City. All the big names are still in the Europa. So it is hard. It is hard. But just against, you know, this team, Wolfsburger, if Holbier and Kane and Son and the rest of them are all on the pitch...
You've got to rest those boys.
Got to rest those players. For
60 minutes. I mean, you know, this isn't a good team we're playing. Like, it really isn't a good team.
Got to rest those players.
Yeah.
Second leg, if we're a goal, if we're 3-0, let's go out there, lose 3-0. Fine.
Yeah.
We'll get them back at the lane, play the big guns, do it that way. I don't know. Yeah. You know, and there'll be people saying, no, get that game out of the way. No, we've got West Ham at the weekend. We all know West Ham fans.
Yeah.
We cannot going to work on Monday morning or you know, suffer that with the West Ham fans we know, with them winning or even getting a draw. We've got to win that. We've got to win that.
West Ham game. And do you know what? Our second team should be good enough to get a 1-2-0 result against that Wolf. Like it's not the big, it's the Austrian Wolfsburg. It's not the German Wolfsburg.
They're a nothing side.
That's what I mean. So we've got, you know, you've got to, your Bergwijns and Lamellas and even Vinicius, you know, they should be out there doing it. But you know what happens? He starts them all like against Wickham. Then he has to chuck the big boys on with 20 minutes to go. Well, if that's how it is, I'd rather that. But you can't be starting the big... You've got to rest them. You know, West Ham's a massive game now.
Yeah.
Huge game. Maybe play Bale and Blale and Dele Alli for the whole game to get them up to speed. Because they need as much time in their legs as any, don't they?
Yeah.
But I just think we've got to be positive. We've got some good games coming up.
Good games coming up. Let's get these results.
Yeah.
As I say... Yeah, Arsenal, what, 4 games time?
Yeah.
Just at the Emirates, win that.
Away.
And you'll get everyone back on your side.
Of course you will.
And then, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah. We've got 4 games, I think, haven't we? You've got Europa, and then we've got Europa, then we've got West Ham away, then we've got Europa at home, then we've got Burnley, Palace at home, then Arsenal. So we've got 6 games. We've got 6 really big games that could define it. You know?
Yeah. Shout out to Stevie Worrell. Shout out to P. Lenny. Is it time to commit just to the Europa Cup and Carabao Cup? Give some of the younger players a chance?
No.
I'm not an advocate of playing the younger players.
Definitely not.
I'm not. And funnily enough, I was listening to Darren Anderton say today, on one of the podcasts, that trouble is with the younger players, they come on, they're at the club for however long, they play 2 or 3 games, and all of a sudden they get a brand new contract.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the attitude, I don't know what he's trying to say there, but I'm not an advocate of playing the youngsters. I don't even think have we got a couple of good youngsters, I suppose. So
he's made a comment, isn't he, that he thinks the 16 and 17 year old youngsters are better than the 18, 19. That's what he said a few times. So that Alfie Devine, that young group, he thinks he's better than the the under 23 group. He's probably right. No one's really
coming
through.
MacGyver says realistically, how many academy players do you see in the next year? Swap Skip for Winks, and I think Winks would be the best player at Norwich.
Again, is Skip a great player?
Not really.
No, you wouldn't get into Liverpool, Man United, Leicester. You wouldn't get into any of those sides.
Not from what I've seen.
No.
Should have got Vardy about 3 years ago and just said, look,
he was
going
to Arsenal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was. We all know that.
I know.
Right.
Right.
Are we finishing on music, or are you gonna try and get some music back in?
I can't get the music thing to work. Whenever I do it, it's sped up music. I know, sorry about that.
Okay, so what do we think? What were we thinking?
What, Guns N' Roses?
No, the next two games.
I was looking forward to that as well. Golden Circle at Tottenham. Guns N' Roses. Everything coming together. Wow.
Right, come on.
Not happening.
What's the score?
What's going to happen? Right, we're gonna it's gonna be a rotten game against the Austrian Wolfsburger, but we'll get a result.
2-0.
West Ham. You know, form says that they're going to beat us.
Yeah, 100%.
Form says they're going to beat us at their ground. With whatever way you look at it, it's our cup final. It really is.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it is their cup final, and they're going to be so up for that. They've got a whole week to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll just, you know, I reckon Moyes and the staff will just say, this is what you do with Son and Kane.
Yeah.
You're on Kane. You're on Son. Yeah. Whenever they get the ball, you two run straight to Harry Kane. You two run straight to Heung-min Son, and they've got nothing else.
No, but I know West Ham are on form, but they look like they're enjoying their football. They look balanced.
Set pieces. They're brilliant at set pieces. We're awful.
Yeah.
Suchek looks a terrific player.
Brilliant player.
They've finally dropped Mark Noble, who you know, good solid player for years and years, but they played him two or three seasons too long.
Yeah.
So you know that's what I think they'll beat us quite comfortably.
But it's I think
they'll go 2-0 up, and I think then they'll sit back and we won't have anything because they'll just put two men on Son and Kane for the rest of the game, and it will be the whole kill the game, the worst expression in football.
But if I know we've talked about the whole Jose thing, but if we were to lose at West Ham, that's 5 out of 6 league games we've lost. And that's just unheard of. Like 5 out of 6.
Yeah, and losing to Chelsea, losing to West Ham, losing to Brighton, losing all these games, it'd be wrong.
We might be talking differently this time next week. I can't see them making the change. But you don't know. You lose to West Ham, and you think that's not.
Well, unless, Harry Redknapp's the only other one who you give a ring to. Right, I've got to go.
Okay, get the music on. See you later. Bye.